According to a government report, the UK produces around 9.5 million tonnes of food waste in a year, yet much of that food is still usable. Now a Richmond and Twickenham community group is collecting food from grocery stores that is nearly out of date and using it to provide meals to anyone who needs it every Wednesday. It's called the Real Junk Food Project, and I went along to Richmond to meet up with Sarah, who set it up, to find out more.
So we've got two aspects of the charity. We're partly environmental and partly social. So we take surplus food from the supermarkets, anything that still it's got a best before, say of the day before, so the supermarkets can no longer sell it, but it's still edible. We'll pick it up in the morning and we'll take it to our cafe and we will cook it up into some tasty hot lunches and provide it on a pay-as-you-feel basis. Anyone is welcome to come. And we also have anything that's not cooked up, we lay out on tables as like a food surplus hub, and people are very welcome to take that away. We're not a food bank, there's no need to be referred to us, anyone is welcome, it's on a pay-as-you-feel, and we really want all members of society to come and help us to save food waste.
So this is at the Cambrian Centre.
So the first venue that opened up was actually in the Etna Centre in East Twickenham. But then a few months ago, the Cambrian Centre wanted to open a cafe and they approached our charity and asked if we could operate it for them. And so we opened the Cambrian Centre around 2 months ago. We're starting small. It's a much smaller kitchen than at Etna, so we're not able to produce as much food or cater for as many people. But we're growing every week. We're getting around 30 to 40 visitors every week, which I'm amazed that our kitchen team are able to provide that many hot lunches from such a small kitchen.
Well, we come into the kitchen, and it is very small, I have to admit. I've got a volunteer here. What's your name?
Elaine.
Elaine, how did you get involved with this?
I am a volunteer here anyway, and I've been very involved with the centre over a number of years. And I heard that they were looking for volunteers for the junk food project, so I was. It sounded very interesting, and just after my own heart. So I just decided I'd like to join.
And what are you actually doing at the moment? You look like you're doing the cooking, but I could be jumping to conclusions.
Yes, we're doing a Thai noodle vegetarian dish, and we've got a tomato and chickpea soup on the go. And we're at the moment, we're also doing spare vegetables in case we need any extra. We have spare noodles and we've got spare vegetables. And if we don't use those spare vegetables, then we will just sweat them and bag them up, and they will go in the freezer for next time. Nothing is wasted.
It's brilliant. I'm going to swivel round, and it really is a swivel. That's how small it is here. There's another lady stacking cups here. What's your name?
Celia.
Celia. So tell me a little bit about how you came to be here.
I heard about it through a friend. They told me about it, and I thought it was a fantastic idea of, you know, not wasting food at all, that it all comes here and it goes out to people. And it's brilliant, isn't it? It doesn't go to landfill, and we make meals from it.
And what sort of things are you doing here?
I'm doing the scraping and the chopping of the veggies mainly.
Well, that sounds brilliant to me. The room itself is set up for how many people, Sarah?
I guess we've got tape enough for probably 20 people to sit at any one time indoors. And we also have some tables outdoors. So if it's sunny, people are welcome to sit on the patio. But because people come staggered, you know, at staggered times, it's never felt too busy. We also have several families that come. So we've got toys set out for the children to play with. And it seems to work well.
We're just waiting for the first people to arrive. One thing I've noticed, you use the word charity, but you're not actually a registered charity. Just explain a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that is true. We casually use the word charity, but we technically don't have charity status. So I think we're officially classed as a not-for-profit community interest group.
Well, we've got the first guests arriving now, and one is a gentleman in a lovely blue jacket. What's your name?
Pádraig.
Very nice to meet you. I believe you're a regular here. What brings you here?
The food and the company.
Yeah, the food looks absolutely amazing. I've been looking around the kitchen. So how did you find out about the centre?
Accidental. I came in for another reason one day and discovered that the food was on offer, so I accepted. And I can't remember why I came in, but it wasn't for the food, as I didn't know about it. Yeah. But I was very pleased that I did learn, you know. And the food is very good, and the personnel, the staff, the volunteers are awfully good and friendly. And so it's a lovely place to come to on a Wednesday. But I wouldn't come, I think, if it was rather... if the people were not as friendly, but the food is the most important thing in these times.
Yes.
Because my shopping is very expensive these days.
So this is superb to do this. I noticed there's a table with things on it. Do you take things away with you as well?
When there are some things on offer, I accept, and I do take some away with me.
Well, it's certainly getting busier in here now. What's your name?
Angela.
Angela, I can see that you have got a rather nice pastry there.
Yeah.
How long have you been coming here?
More or less since it's opened.
And as far as you're concerned, what made you decide to come along?
Somewhere to go, really. And then I found out we were doing surplus food. And that it helps me a great deal because I struggle week to week for food for the house. So anything I get from here, I'll take home and so be it. It helps me. It's free if I can't afford to pay anything. If there's a week I've got something, I'll put it in the box. But other than that, I'm quite happy. And then I've become a volunteer. I just do the vegetables because... I'm not really meant to be working at all. I'm actually really seriously quite ill. So I'm just at the minute doing vegetables, and that's all I'll be doing.
But it's brilliant that you're doing that and helping out, because you're getting some food yourself, but you're helping other people as well.
Yeah, that is definitely right, and I do not believe in waste.
Oh, it's brilliant. Well, thank you for talking. I'll let you carry on and eat now.
Okay, thank you ever so much.
Well, bon appetit. So I'm just moving around the cafe. I've got a lady here who looks like she's eating noodles. What's your name?
Can't stop. Once I start. Lisa. My name's Lisa.
So Lisa, tell me how often you come here and what made you decide to visit?
Well, it's just opened pretty much about 6 weeks ago, something like that. And I live locally and I think it's a fantastic idea. And I come to support it, really, because I think it's great that food isn't wasted, which is number one. And there are so many volunteers here who actually work really hard to make nice meals, nice food. You can contribute as much or as little as you would like to. So I've got some beautiful flowers today, which was an absolute pleasure, and I'm eating some food, which is nice, so I don't have to cook myself. Food's getting very expensive these days, so you know, every little bit helps, as they say. And I think it's some nice thing for communities. It's nice that communities can get together, people can meet each other, have a chat, and have really nice food that will otherwise go in the bins. And it's good for supermarkets to realise that food can be actually used. I think it's a great thing. I'm a great supporter of using things, not wasting them.
Well, Sarah, you're beginning to fill up now. What would your message be to people about the Cambrian Centre and what you're doing and the Real Junk Food Project?
I'd say if you are passionate about reducing food waste and stopping things going to landfill, come along, have a lunch with us. We operate on a pay-as-you-feel basis, so if you are able to make a donation, that's very welcome, but if you can't, that's not a problem at all. We allow everyone to come in, come and have a hot lunch, take some flowers or some bread or some vegetables away from our food hub, and be a waste warrior with us.